Good morning. We're continuing the halachos of Hataras Nedarim. And we mentioned that for the age of a neder which is binding is 1 year before a person comes to Bar Chiyuva for other mitzvahs. If the person understands that they what a neder is and that they've undertaken a neder. Or it's binding from the age of Bar and Bas Mitzvah. Now what about the opposite? Who can sit on the Bezdin? So Bezdin has to be men. Can't not make a bezin with women. So what about a bar mitzvah bachur? So obviously we don't put a 12-year-old on the bezin, even though his neder is a neder, he cannot be matur the neder, he can't be in the bezin. But what about a 13-year-old? Now, how do we know the 13-year-old really is halachically considered an adult? In the Torah's definition of being a gadol, being an adult, requires two things. It requires a person, he reaches the age of 13 years, and the person shows certain signs of physical maturity, which are not visible from the outside. He starts the process of puberty. So the question is, how do we know that this young man has reached that stage? So the Mora says that there's a halachic assumption, and which is known as a chazaka, that a person reaches the age of halachic maturity, he also has the elements of physical maturity. So I'm allowed to rely on this 13-year-old boy that he's considered halachically a gadol, because we have an assumption in halacha that he has physical maturity as well. However, that's only when you're dealing with a din drabanan. For the purpose of drabanans, he's considered an adult, and we can rely on him. So he wants a diamond for the omid. He wants the lane. These are mitzvahs drabanan, chiyuvim drabanan. So he can lane and be moitzi the tzibur because we assume he's halachically an adult. He wants to daven for the almud. Let's say he wants to do something which is deraisa. So then we do not rely on this halachic assumption, and we have to be concerned that maybe he is not an adult. So sitting on a bezin timata the neder, well, then these nadorim are derabanan. So great. So we can use a person whom derabanan is considered an adult to remove the neder. Let's say a person has, besides this general statement, he has some specific issues that he wants to, that he undertook and he wants to be matur. So the halacha is that if a person is aware of something that they have done, they need to speak it out, and that even this blanket statement doesn't cover that. If a person undertook it in a real language which we would consider it a neder, that's binding the raisa. So you cannot use such a young man, because we don't know for sure that he's considered halachically a gadol. When do you know he's considered halachically a gadol? When a person starts to grow a beard, that means he has physical maturity. So whether he actually keeps the beard or whether he shaves the beard doesn't make a difference. But once he reaches this stage where he's shaving, or he's growing a beard, that means he's a gadol, and for sure, and we can rely on him for derisa purposes as well. Other areas which this comes up, for example, for tefillas kelim is a mitzvah in the Torah that the person has to do. A person sends their young child, a young son, a young daughter to tevel the kelim for them in the mikvah. So the tefillah is kosher, because tefillah does not require kavanah, doesn't require. So the child is able to do the tefillah, and he comes back and says, "Okay, I took care of it." Moses says, "I didn't see." So I'm telling you, I took care of it. I am testifying that I took care of it. So is this testimony considered acceptable? One aid is sufficient when it comes to the halachas of Isser and Heter. Mitzvahs, one aid is sufficient. But he has to be an adult. So if you're done with Tfilas Kelim Midrabanan, if you're done with Tfilas Kelim on a Torah level, so he cannot be an aid. He cannot testify and give witness that it was done. So if you're sending your child to be tevel glass kelim, only thayv and tefillah derabanan. So you want him to be tevel metal kelim, he should not be tevel metal kelim unless an adult is there and able to see what he's doing. So these are the areas of halacha in the Torah Sedarim which we're able to cover now this year before Rosh Hashanah, and maybe next year before Rosh Hashanah we will expand upon these halachas as well. Meanwhile, this year will be aired in Erev Rosh Hashanah. Everybody should be zeichet to have a ksiva, ksima toiva, a good to bench to yor. I mean, all of Klai Yisrael should be zeichet that the Bereshit should shower us with his oras panim, with a year of kol mili demeitav. Everything should be good. Have a good day, a good to bench to yor.